going around like regular board meeting, September 19th, 2016.
Good evening, everyone. It's a great line to go again. Yeah. Yep. I'd like to call to order the regular board meeting, the Village of Brown Lake, September 19th, 2016, to 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trepan.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Senior Trustee Newby, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. We get a motion for item 3.1, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of September 6, 2016.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion, corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. No public comment this evening. And I get a motion for the consent agenda, which is items 5.1 through 5.8. Approved accounts payable in the amount of $273,628.81. Yeah. Should have left the device where it's at. Consent agenda, which is item 5.1 through 5.12. As follows, 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $273,628.81. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending September 4, 2016 in the amount of $138,550.70. 5.3, adopt the resolution approving a bid from Chicagoland Paving Contractors Incorporated for North Rosedale Court and Hillside Drive Pavement Rehabilitation Project in an amount not to exceed $85,900. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a bid from Water Well Solutions for the rehabilitation of well number 3 in an amount not to exceed $138,156.60. 5.5, adopt a resolution authorizing the allocation of $555,000 in motor fuel tax, MFT, funds to be utilized for the Nipissing Road Rehabilitation Project. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Baxter Woodman Incorporated to provide construction services for the Nipissing Road Rehabilitation Project in an amount not to exceed $56,800. Item 5.7, adopt a resolution authorizing the purchase of two Squad Golden Eagle 2 fixed mount dual antenna KA band radar devices from Galls in the amount not to exceed $4,146. Adopt a resolution authorizing, 5.8, adopt a resolution authorizing the purchase of 5 mobile data computers from M Rugged Mobile Technologies in an amount not to exceed $14,550. Item 5.9, adopt a resolution authorizing the purchase of 1 Safekeeper Forensic Drying Cabinet from Air Science in an amount not to exceed $8,320. Item 5.10, adopt an ordinance authorizing the disposal of village-owned surplus property through public auction. Item 5.11, accept the July Treasurer's Report as presented. And item 5.12, accept the August Treasurer's Report as presented. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Is there any discussion on any item? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
All items carried. Madam Clerk's Office, 6.1 through 6.4.
The Brown Lake High School is having their homecoming on Friday night, September 30th. I don't know the time of that, but the homecoming parade will be Saturday, October 1st, starting at Hawthorne Drive. It begins at 9 a.m.
Nine is the lineup,
and then it starts at 10 a.m. And it'll go down, it'll go south down Deer Lake Road to Hart Road, and then over to Sunset to the school. And I know Sue was I thought, well, she was on the agenda for Sue to talk to.
I have one that I was on.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know so I can get candy. As far as the early voting actually begins on October 24th to November 5th. And their hours are going to be 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 12. And it actually begins at the Lake County Clerk's Office on the 29th. So I guess because of early voting, they can go there, but they can't go to the facilities out by us until the 24th. Halloween hours, they're going to be October 30th, Sunday, from 1 to 5. And then the MDA, Muscular Dystrophy Association, the Greater Red Lake Fire Department is going to be on Cedar Lake Road and 134 this coming Friday and Saturday. They only asked for a couple hours, but I granted the right of way from 9 a.m. or maybe 8 a.m. till 6. So you see them with their boots, fill it up.
Fill it up. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Down to Public Works, item 10.1 and 10.2. 10.1, may I get a motion for to approve a bid for the Nipissing Road Rehabilitation Project?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Bowen.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to provide some additional information and make up the trustees. I don't know that it was included in the board's packet because this is the bid item that we opened this morning. So we did do some work here, scrambled the last couple hours, and I have some information if the bid gets set up.
Motion by Henry and seconded by Charlie.
What we have here before you tonight is the bid results from the bid opening this morning, and I'm pleased to report that the pricing came in very aggressive. We're glad to see that. So we're actually under the approved budget, and the bid amount there is Laura Construction Company for $633,390.10.
Yes. Late year here, we weren't sure how this would go. We're hoping, you know, it all depends on whether contractors need one more project to fill out the year. In fact, we did contact some additional construction companies to make sure that we had enough bidders on us. We only had two. I contacted three others that didn't end up submitting a proposal on us. One of them was too busy. One of them said it's tough for me to meet in the Lake County area, given the folks that we're seeing here tonight. So the good news is under budget. The one little trick here that we got to be concerned about, and it's not concerned, just pay attention to, is that since we opened the bid this morning, by state law, there is a 7-day window, there's a protest period, that either other bidders or other parties can protest the bid opening. Normally we don't even talk about this because it appears on committee of the whole, and then 2 weeks later, or you know, the next board meeting, that protest period is expired. So, but tonight we have to talk about it. I just wanted to bring it up. What we're asking for is what's called a provisional award, approval of provisional award of the contract upon the 7-day protest period expiring. So we'll go ahead and process the paperwork. The contract is signed technically, but those can't sign for 7 days. So. We do want to push forward with this as quickly as we can. We've got a schedule of time to get this done by November 30th.
And so Laura is also the one who's doing the Mills Prison House, so we're familiar with the work to satisfy.
And it's step 33 for the entire project.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have a piece of that in the Lake County portion.
Kurt, I'm going to ask one question. You only had two bids that came in. I know in your email I read earlier today that there was a few other that responded and said we just can't get to this project this year. I know that we've done work with Lori. Peter Baker is the kingpin of the asphalt world. Are we comfortable that Laura can get to it?
They've said they could. The completion date in the contract is November 30th. There are penalties if they don't make it. To this point, we haven't heard any reasons why they couldn't get it.
Have we done business of this magnitude, a road project with Laura? We have. Okay, you don't have concern about it.
Nope.
Okay, great. That's all I have. That's the only question I wanted to ask. Bravo. You know, Nipper Sink is our main east-west corridor, one of, and but it really needs, it's going to be nice, especially with the county promising Cedar Lake Road to be done next year. Have that section of asphalt done for the residents is going to be very good. Thank you. I know you worked hard at getting this.
The resolution before you does not reflect provisional approval, as Kirk described. So perhaps in the motion to approve this, you could include the fact that it will be a provisional approval to allow for the
7 days
protest period, and that everything will be executed and finalized and move forward on the 8th day.
Do I need a new resolution? The one that you provided me, is okay?
The trustees could direct us to amend the resolution.
We can amend it.
Is it motion for that?
Yes.
May I get a motion for an amended item 10.1 for a provision of accepting the resolution with a 7-day, what do I want to say?
Bid protest period.
A 7-day bid protest period.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. All in favor?
Aye.
The amended motion carries.
Do we need a vote on
that? I just said you vote on the dollars.
Yes. We need a roll call vote.
And now we're going to go back to item 10.1, motion to approve a bid for the Nipper Sink Road Rehabilitation Project. Already motioned and seconded, Madam Clerk. And I need to state an amount. Anything? Which is by Laura Construction Company of Des Plaines for $633,392.10. I hope we have that clear.
Everybody's
wrong. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newman.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Floyd.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Stanley.
Aye.
Motion carries. And item 10.2, affiliated with this, adopt a resolution adopting an intergovernmental agreement between the County of Lake and the Village of Round Lake for roadway improvements on a section of Nipper Sink Road.
Second.
And a motion by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Can you roll call on that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any discussion on this? We all know that little section of it. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Floyd.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
10.2 carries. Thank you, everybody. On item 14.1, Mayor's comments. The only comment I have briefly is bravo. After all these years, our first electronic newsletter has gone out. We've had a, I won't say an outreach program, but tried a fair amount of effort to try to get people to sign up. The list continues to grow from only a handful to, what was distributed, Steve, do you know? That's the first round. Hopefully everybody tells their neighbors, and it continues to grow. Good information, and finally another means to inform our residents of important happenings in the village. The only other thing that I want to make a comment on is thank you to Mr. Glisson from Tressler and the work that he along with the attorneys from the village of Round Lake Beach and Round Lake Park in a consolidated effort, let's use the word whether we can, to protect the village of Round Lake and the other communities against this backdoor politics of trying to get the three communities consolidated without a study, without information, without reaching out to any of the municipalities for discussion, filing it on the absolute last day, which hurt them. Thank you for all of the work that you did, handled it extremely professionally, and gives us time now to start looking to the future, because I'm sure this is going to come back for the March election. I'm sure that they will attempt this again, and at least this time we can gather information to decide whether this is a good idea for the area or not, in particular the village of Round Lake. It's a huge undertaking, and it really needs to be taken seriously, so thank you.
My pleasure.
Fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have. Trustees' comments. Charlie?
I'm good.
I'd like to make two comments. One, I'd like to thank Charlie for cooking for the second open house. There was a great turnout. Thank you, Charlie, for cooking. Everything was all there for.
Thank you, Don. No other comments? I get a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Sir.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Crowley. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:18 p.m.